A major road building project in Victoria's west out near Ararat for a new freeway between Melbourne and Adelaide has been stalled for months because of protests over Indigenous sacred sites and particularly some birthing trees. There has been confidential mediation quietly behind the scenes after federal court action was taken. It sounds like it may have reached some sort of resolution. The Minister for Transport Infrastructure, Jacinta Allen, in the Andrews State Labor Government, joins me this morning. Ms. Allen, good morning to you. What's happened?
Well, as you described, there has been a lot of discussions and negotiations whilst there has also been a federal court process taken by some people who have been had some issues with the project. And as a result of those mediations and those discussions, there's been an agreement between all the parties that will see works, major works, start on around a 3.5 kilometre section of this 12 kilometre road project, which is obviously pleasing to get the work started. And that work will start in the coming days and weeks.
Are the negotiations being conducted with a spirit of goodwill? Because there have been some very hostile confrontations on site.
Our view has always been that we wanted to listen. Yes, every step of the way we've followed every requirement, every regulation. This goes back to the independent planning process that was concluded in 2013, so this has been going on for some time, and that process examined all the relevant environmental, social, cultural, economic issues that an independent planning process considers. And when I took on this project towards the end of last year, and these issues have been raised since then, we've gone further. We've gone beyond our statutory obligations, listening very carefully to the Indigenous groups that represent this part of Western Victoria. And through that process, the birthing trees were identified and needed to be protected, and I made that decision to protect them. And as a result, the registered the relevant Aboriginal groups gave their approval for the project to go ahead.
If the Andrews government is sincere, rather than just paying lip service to a process of negotiating treaty or treaties, is this not the litmus test? Is this not an example of where, if you genuinely believe in listening to Indigenous representatives, you can't say, yeah, okay, but we don't care, we're going to build it anyway, can you?
Well, I would again put to you, John, that we have absolutely listened and respected the Indigenous communities who speak for country. And indeed, I think you had Rodney Carter from Aboriginal Heritage Victoria on your program a couple of weeks ago, who was talking about, whilst there might be some people who don't agree with every decision in every group, ultimately we have to listen and respect those Aboriginal groups who are recognised as speaking for country, and that is exactly what we've done in this instance. And indeed, we are in the middle at the moment of the elections as part of treaty process for the Assembly, and that will establish the group of Indigenous voices who will speak and negotiate treaty on behalf of Aboriginal Victorians with the Victorian Government, and that will be the ultimate decision-making process for what treaty will look like into the future.
When does construction recommence on that part of it that's been agreed to?
Well, we'll be talking with the contractors, the road workers, who'll be looking to starting work, the major works, in coming weeks. There'll be the opportunity to do some more of the site establishment surveying, fencing work, some of those lower level activities ahead of the major works that we expect to start in coming weeks.
And the rest of the process then, the precise alignment, what is the mechanism then? Is that back within the court for that negotiation or, if necessary, litigation?
Well, that, yes, we are in the hands of the federal court. There'll be a further hearing in November on the remaining section of the project. However, my understanding of that process is that it's not so much challenging the final alignment of the project, it's challenging the federal minister's decision under the Federal Cultural Heritage Management Act. So
yeah,
we've got a little way to go in terms of the remaining section, but we'll wait and see what happens in the meantime. For those communities who are been waiting to see this road start, we'll see some of those major works start in the coming weeks.
Thank you indeed. Jacinta Allen, the Minister for Transport Infrastructure, and widely tipped to be a fair chance, if indeed at some point in this term in office, as some speculate, Daniel Andrews decides to pull the pin. Well, it's widely thought Jacinta Allen is one of a few members of the government's senior ranks who would be most likely to take over.